Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Megillah Daf Gimel in the Art Scholars of Hodor edition. Perek Rishon and Mil Halacha Aleph, starting Daf Beis and with Beis in the bottom. Says Gemara Kola Yoras Shemona Yehoshua. The Gisa Rav Chaim is Afilu Gimel Meois Einom. If you count the number of cities that are mentioned in Sefer Yehoshua, there's not even 300. We know there's much more cities that were in Eretz Yisrael, and the Gemara just ended by saying there were thousands of cities in Eretz Yisrael. So says the Gemara, Shem and Lokish Omar Mukofos Choymel Mono. He only counted the ones that had walls, that were surrounded by walls. So that's why you have only this a smaller number. Continues the Gemara of Gimel Odalef. Rabbeinu Bar Chanina Omar Asmuchus Lesfar Mono. He only counted the ones next to the border. Similar, Karyo Misayel Le'Abyeis B'Chanina. The Pasuk, that mentions the names of the city, is a rayo to Rabbeinu Bar Chanina, that we talk about cities that are on the border. The Gemara now quotes a pasuk in Sefer Yehoshua, Pelek Yutes, pasuk Lamed Gimel. Pasuk says, "Vayigvulam michelef me'eloin b'tzananim ve'adomi hanekev ve'avneel ad lakum." And the Gemara dashes what names of the cities we're talking about. Machlef is Cholof. That's the name of the city. Me'eloin, what is that? Is Ayolin. B'tzanonim is Agnio de Kodesh. Ve'adomi is Domin. Hanekev is a city called Saidoso. V'Yavneel is a city called Kfar Yomo. Adlakum is a city called Lukim. One number is another pasuk. This pasuk was mentioned a little earlier. And in pasuk Tzvav, it says, Katas v'Nehalal v'Shimroin v'Yid Alo u'Beislechem. That's the list of cities. So more dash is, Katas is Katoinis. V'Nehalal is Mahalul. V'Shimroin is a city of Simoinio. V'Yid Alo is Chiria. And Beis Lechem is the Beis Lechem Tziria. There's two Beis Lechem. There's one of Beis Lechem. What are we trying to bring from here? All these cities are cities that are on the border. So because we're explaining these cities, we're referring to cities on the border, so that's the answer. Beis Bechanino, that's the list that Yehoshua counted. Rav Acha, Rav Yudah ben Levi, Rav Yishuv ben Levi, Mishum, Rebbe, Lud, Vegech, Roshim, these two cities, or Mukafas, Choymam, Yemois, Yishuv ben Nun. They had a wall from these Yishuv ben Nun. Ask the Gemara, Lamalu Amoron v'Unoi. Why didn't he mention also the city of Unoi? Right, Chaim points out, because there's a pasuk in Nehemiah, Lud v'Unoi v'Geach HaRashim, meaning these three cities are mentioned together. You said the Lud and Geach HaRashim have a wall. Why didn't you mention Unoi? We know that Unoi also has a wall, as we'll see in a moment. So the Gemara begins Nechtiv, because it says clearly in the pasuk. Because it's mentioned in the pasuk in Divrei Hayomim. Says the Gemara, Achtiv Lud v'Samoras, but the city of Lud is also mentioned in the very Yom, you still said you have to tell me that it has a Mukofos Choma. It'll begin the Tanya because you learn Vegamlo, Vegdud, Vechadid, Veuno, Veushalayim, Vechen Kayoitze Bohem. This is a list in Meseches Erechin about cities that have walls. We mentioned the Uno, so I don't have to mention it again. So I asked the Gemara, so you just told me that these cities we listed are cities that have a wall from the time you show me noon. But it says in the Pasuk, Uvne el Paal ever umisham veshomid hubono es unoi vesloid uvneseo. So this refers to someone from Bnei Binyamin, and this talking much later in the generations, it says he built the city of Lud and Unoi. You told me these cities have a chayim from the time of Yeshua Binun. And here it says only later in the generations it was built. Answers the Gemara, Omar Ablozo Be'ab Yoiso Be'imei Pilegesh Be'giva Chorvo. It got destroyed in the time Pilegesh Be'giva when they burned all the cities of Binyamin. The Omar Del Fael Ubanyon. Then he came and built it back. All the cities of Binyamin were burned in the civil war that was in Am Yisrael then. Comes to correct, we mentioned before three cities, Lud, Unoi, and Geach HaRoshim. It says not three cities. It's Lud and Unoi, they're both in the place called Geach HaRoshim. Continues the one, it says, Rav Chalbu, Rav Chuno, Bishir, Rav Chia, Rabo, Hakol Yoitzim, Barbo, Soshizman, Krioso. So we learned that Ayaris, Mukofos Choymo, you read the Megillah on the 15th. It says, really, you could read it in the 14th. Everybody could read it on the 14th. Loi ba lelamdecho, Shamitzois, Noihagois, Be'odor Hasheni. This quote is really, doesn't belong to our Gemara, but it's a quote from Masechet Shkolim, as many times the Yerushalmi does. It brings a full quote, and it quotes from another Masechto. So there, the Gemara in Shkolim speaks about things that are mentioned that you do on the 15th of Adar. And there's a whole list of things. One of them is that you read the Megillah. So the Gemara says, but we said you really could do on the 14th. So why are you mentioning that on the list of the 15th? The reason why we mentioned the list of the 15th to tell you that they all are moved. The entire list over there is moved to Adar Sheni. When is a leap year, you have 2 months, it's all moved to Adar Sheni like Kriyas HaMikilo. They're sitting down. Meaning, if someone read the Megillah, someone who lives in a city that has a wall, he read the Megillah on the 14th, so b'di'evet is yaitzeh, if he did not read it on the 15th. But if it's still not the 15th, but he read on the 14th, he comes to the Rav, and he asks, should I read it again the 15th? Of course, you should read it again on the 15th. Meaning, l'chatchilo, you should not rely on the 14th when you need to read on the 15th. So as the Gemara of Atani, but we learn the Braiso, Mokum shenago l'koyso shneyomim, koyim oyso shneyomim. And a place I have a suffix, so I read both days. Why are you reading both days? You already read in the Yudalit, you're Yaitzeh. So you see, from here, Raya, l'chatchili, you should not rely on that. So someone who read in the 14th, the place of a suffix, you should read again on Tisvav. Omalei ufano, so again, I also hold this way. Omar mano viois, that makes sense. Ilu mishikari barabosor, if someone who read in the 14th, we can use here the Gears of Rav Chaim. So someone read in the 14th, v'loi kari b'chamishosor, and now read in the 15th. Shema, maybe, shoyimim loi, he'll say, listen, I'll do the 14th, then on the 15th, I'll be yoitzi. Do you think that works? Im oyim adken, if you say that way, we're holding the Gimel on the base. So then you're going to stop having people reading on Tisvav. Everybody's going to read in Yudal B'yotze. So you see, l'chatchila, you don't rely on that. It's only if someone did read it on the 14th and he did not read in the 15th, now he's standing after Purim, you should know he's Yotze, the mitzvah b'dihevet. Continues the Gemara and says, Nachman, Breder of Shmuel, Bar Nachman, according to Rav Chaim, you add, Mishmei, Der of Shirim and Gamliel. He said the name of Shirim and Gamliel. Simcha v'sasoin, it says in the pasuk, Simcha v'sasoin, mikan shemasurim behesped and purim, you're not allowed to do a eulogy. Umishte, it says the word mishte, mikan shemasurim betainis, they can't have a tainis, you have to eat, you have to drink. V'yomtev, it says yomtev also in the pasuk, mikan shemasurim behesies melochos. He said, from here you learn, that you're not allowed to do melocha on purim. Omar v'chalbu, zimnim sagi, many times, yasovis kemeir shmur bar Nachman, many times I was in front of Shmur bar Nachman, v'lo shomis b'nei adobis, I never heard him saying that, and here, Nachman, braid of Shmur bar Nachman, said that in his name. Omar lei, kuma da'ava abo shmiya, shmiya, says, whatever you heard, whatever father heard, you heard, meaning Nachman tells him, I heard this from my father, you said you didn't hear from my father, maybe he didn't hear everything he heard. Mil said the Rebbe, pligot. But for sure, Rebbe argues in this concept. The Rebbe, I am a farsim atzmoy shteyoyim b'shana. There's two things the Rebbe did b'pirsu, meaning in public, to teach halacha. One thing was roichetz b'shivos sor b'tamus. He went to the bathhouse on the 17th of Tammuz, when Yudzayim b'tamus, to show that it's not osur b'rechitzo. V'netanit yiz b'purim, he used to plant trees on Purim to show that it's not osur b'melacha. Rechaviva b'shem Rabbanon de Tamon, name Rabbanon of Bavel, b'chomokom shekostuv yom tov inksi v'kibel. And the psukim of the Megillah, when it says they did a yom tov, doesn't say there v'kibel, didn't say the Am Yisrael received it, accepted it. Meaning there is two psukim. There's a pasuk that says, thou kena yehudim aprozim oisi misrim abo so l'chodesh odor simcho umishte v'yom tov umishloach monas ish l'reu. So there it says yom tov. Doesn't say there kibel. And then there's another pasuk that says, "Lekayim aleihem lasoyis oisom yemei mishte v'simcho mishloach monas ish l'reu v'kibel yehudim." It doesn't say over there yomtiv. So it says Kabbalah; they accepted it upon themselves. They accepted all the decrees, but not yomtiv. So that's why we don't do yomtiv. Even though in the first year Am Yisrael did do yomtiv on Purim without a melacha, but that's not what Am Yisrael accepted on themselves going forward. So back to Lashon HaGemara. B'chol makos shekosu yomtiv ein ksuv v'kibel. B'chol makos shekatu v'kibel ein ksiv yomtiv. V'kan, and here, lo iksiv yomtev v'ksiv v'kibel. Meaning, the Gemara says, the pasuk that says v'kibel didn't say yomtev, and we talk about the Kabbalah, does it say yomtev v'beilu, we don't have yomtev. Continues the Gemara, first the pasuk that says, mishpacho, mishpacho, medino, medino, v'ir, v'ir. Says the Gemara, v'sir b'shem Yeshua bar Nachman, mishpacho, mishpacho, eilu ha'kfarim. That refers to the villages that we learned in the Mishnah, that they moved to Yom HaKriso, they moved to Monday or Thursday. Medino, medino, what is that? Elu HaKrochim. These are the walled cities. Here, Elu HaYoris, these are the open cities. So that's how you know that there's three different types of cities, the different types of times to read the Megillah. What is really the reason that they said that the people in the Kfarim from the villages should read a Yom HaKriso, which is Monday and Thursday? So they will be available to supply food and drink for the people in the city. So that's what they told them, make it a little bit earlier. We have Polipo, Barputo, Omar, Kumav Yaino, Leza do Homer, Shasur, Basias Melocha. So, see here, you see a raya that we just learned that you don't not also be Melocha because they are supplying food and drink to the brothers. Omale, Ein Minado, Lishom, Minoklum. From here, you don't see anything. How are you, Chulish, Shamoyed, Cholamoyed? How are you, also Basias Melocha? It's also Basias Melocha. Fibisabkin, Mosul, Lachia, Shabakogam, you still can supply food. So, meaning the Melocha that was Asur is not Melocha like Yom Tamamish, you can't do any Melocha. Talk about melacha that it's also b'chalamayit. So to supply food and drink, the idea you're allowed to do even if it's also b'melacha. Leislach ela keado. If you want to know how we know that you can do melacha, is like the keado the Rebbe, like Rebbe taught us, we mentioned before. The Rebbe avim mifar sematzmoi. Publicize himself. Shnei yom b'shona, 2 years, 2 times a year, he showed halacha. Reches b'shivas or b'tamuz, he went to the bathhouse on shivas or b'tamuz for the 10 years before him, and he planted trees in Purim to show that he could do melacha. Rav Yusto beav shunam bo kamir amano. V'loy Ezra tiket shu koyim b'tor b'shein v'chamishi b'sharaz v'mincha. So I don't understand. This idea of Monday and Thursday, when did that start? This idea that there's Yom HaKriso, people come in to hear the Torah. That started only at the time of Ezra, which is later in history. Mordechai v'Esther, they came before Ezra. Matkini mamash Ezra osid laskin. They're misakin that the Kfarim are reading on Monday and Thursday, something was not established yet. The one who wrote the Mishnah, he's relying on the Pasuk, Mishpacho, Mishpacho, Medina, Medina, over here. To teach you there's different times of Purim. But what days are there exactly? Mordechai and Esther gave Rishus to Chachami to be Kriveah based on what they see. And Chachami are the ones that came with the idea of Shevi Chamishi because it's Yom HaKniso. Now the Bavli mentions that if the reason that the Kfari go to Yom HaKriso is as the Gemara says over here, to be able to supply food, so why would Purim falls on Monday and Thursday, so then they also read the Megillah that day? The Chodesh should also move to different days to be available to supply food. So the Gemara Bavli says it's not because they should be available, but it's a reward for them because they always supply food, so it made it easier for them to read the Megillah on those days. With this, we conclude Yerushalayim Megillah, Daf Gimel.